From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. The top U.S. diplomat makes an unannounced stop in Afghanistan. Afghan Foreign Minister Salahuddin Rabbani says his government is making every effort to advance peace and reconciliation, but those efforts will not bear fruit unless the Taliban comes to the negotiating table. He commented Saturday at the bilateral commission meeting with U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, who made an unannounced stop in Kabul during a tour of the Middle East and Asia. Support of efforts that could lead to the resumption of peace talks between the Afghan government and Taliban is one of the focal points for Kerry, who is also meeting with President Ashraf Ghani and Chief Executive Abdullah Abdullah during his one-day visit to Kabul. The so-called Quadrilateral Coordination Group, consisting of the U.S., Afghanistan, Pakistan, and China, has been trying to get peace talks moving. However, Taliban representatives refused to take part in the meeting that was planned for March. Kerry's trip to Afghanistan is part of a week-long trip to the Middle East and Asia that also includes an unannounced stop did yesterday in Baghdad. Belgian authorities confirmed the arrest of a sixth person Saturday in connection with the March 22nd bombings in Brussels without giving any details. A police raid was conducted Saturday in the central Brussels district of Etterbeek, but it is not clear whether the arrest was made there. In a series of raids Friday, Belgian police arrested five people, including Mohamed Abrini, suspected to be linked with the Brussels attacks on the city's airports and on a metro station. Belgian investigators are trying to establish if the 31-year-old Abrini of Belgium from Morocco is the third man dubbed the man in the hat. This is VOA News. Protesters in London Saturday called on Prime Minister David Cameron to resign after his family's financial affairs were included in the so-called Panama Papers. Gathered on Downing Street, where the Prime Minister's residence is located, protesters held signs reading, "Time to go, chum," and "Defy Tory rule," among others, chanting, "What do we want? Cameron out and get the Tories out." Speaking at his Conservative Party's spring forum earlier Saturday, Cameron said he should have handled security of his family's scrutiny, rather, of his family's tax arrangements better and promised to learn the lessons. He said it was his responsibility and that Downing Street staff should not be blamed.
I know that I should have handled this better. I could have handled this better. I know there are lessons to learn and I will learn them. And don't blame number 10 Downing Street or nameless advisors. Blame me.
Cameron's
I will learn the lessons.
Cameron's admission came several days after negative media coverage and calls for his resignation. The opposition Labour Party has also demanded Cameron make a statement to Parliament Monday regarding his financial affairs linked to offshore investments. Djibouti's Minister of the Interior has announced that President Ismaïl Omar Guelleh has won Friday's presidential election with nearly 87% of the vote. Interior Ministry Hassan Omar Mohamed told VOA's Somali service the vote count is complete and President Guelleh has won outright in the first round of the election, giving him another five-year term in office, his fourth consecutive term since 1999. His nearest rival was Omar Elmi Kaer of the Union for National Salvation, who got just over 7% of the vote. Some opposition parties boycotted the election after the president, who was always the clear front-runner, went back on his earlier decision not to run. Opposition supporters dispute the vote, saying some voters were turned away from polling stations. Opposition leaders have complained of police brutality in the weeks leading up to the election and say the media covers them unfairly. The day we swear out on the streets of a runaway American dream. Rock musician Bruce Springsteen has canceled a concert scheduled for Sunday in the U.S. state of North Carolina, citing as the reason the state's new law blocking anti-discrimination measures for transgender people. Springsteen, a beloved U.S. performer whose concerts regularly sell out huge sports arenas, released a statement Friday on social media saying some things are more important than a rock show, and this fight against prejudice and bigotry, which is happening as I write, is one of them. It's the strongest means I have for raising my voice in opposition. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.